Pirole D. Pirole D. Pirole D. The wood thrush has a slow, flute-like melody. It is the quintessential, relaxed, chilled-sounding bird song. And, in my experience, this is a species that stands out more in the evening. Not necessarily because it is more active leading up to dusk, but because it's just as active as any other time of day. My name is Rob, and this is Songbirding. Okay. I'm gonna start heading downhill. See how many hermit thrushes we hear. Seems like it's going to be a lot of them. Well, so far, this is all dominated by hermit thrush. So until I hear something different, I think we might just quietly walk and listen to hermit thrush. Oh, there was a magnolia warbler. The chipper, scarlet tanager. the vreet of a red-eyed vireo. Or chipper. And the scarlet tanager. Something was just mimicking a whole bunch of stuff. There's something slightly different. American robin. Also a thrush. A couple of them in here. Having a bit of an argument. I think there's three of them. It's a territorial dispute is what it looks like. It appears there's a wood thrush sitting right in front of the first recorder I put down. Still some robin arguments above me. And some chippers from Scarlet Tanager. Might stand here a bit longer because get more recordings of that, really clean recordings of it, because yeah, that thing is right in front of my mic. the wood thrush are known for their pirouette song. Pirouette, pirouette. It is very easy to get them confused with the hermit thrush song, though, I find. Very similar voice, very similar quality to the song. Oh. Heard a black-throated blue warbler. Okay, the wood thrush has crossed the trail. He's now behind my microphone rather than in front of it. So it's fine for me to go pick it up now. Alright, let's keep on walking. A whip, 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 whip. Those are from wood thrush as well, too. So there's at least three of them here. Oh.
It's a black letter green, I think. Kind of like all the hermit thrushes sang first, and then once they were done for the night, the wood thrushes came out to sing, and a bit of black-throated green warbler as well too. Alright, well, I gotta keep moving. Getting darker. I think I'd like to build a fire tonight too, so let's head back and do that. Songbirding, the Allegheny National Forest, is a Songbirding Studios production and was recorded, engineered, narrated, and created by me, Rob Porter, with cover art and logo design by Lauren Helton, and Creative Commons music from Jason Shaw.